Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 322 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donegers. We begin by recognizing the truth of what we are, and from this stillness and clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. Coming into the present moment, preparing by taking a few deep breaths. Sinking down into our seats, allow our attention to return back to the present moment. And just seeing what the present moment holds. What sounds what body sensations with thoughts What moods or emotions What state of mind Simply noticing all of this, seeing what's here right now in a calm and accepting way. Finding nothing to judge or wanting to change. Feeling light and accepting. And noticing that you're the one who is noticing. You are the one aware, the awareness of right now. Noticing that nothing about right now changes who you are. You are simply the awareness, unattached, unentangled. The observer of the present moment. Eckhart Tolle says that the most important, the primordial relationship in your life is your relationship with now. or rather whatever forms the now takes, that is to say, what is or what happens, the present moment is inseparable from life. So you are really deciding what kind of a relationship you want to have with life. The decision to make the present moment into your friend is the end of the ego. There are three states in which the ego will treat the present moment. One, as a means to an end. Two, as an obstacle, or three, as an enemy. One, as a means to an end. Two, as an obstacle. Or three, as an enemy. If it's a means to an end, then you are never fully here, because you are always busy trying to get elsewhere. If it is an obstacle, this is where impatience, frustration, and stress arise. As long as the present moment is seen as an obstacle, there can be no end to problems. the present moment can be treated as an enemy. When you hate what you are doing, complaining about your surroundings, curse things that are happening or have happened, or when your inner dialogue consists of shoulds and shouldn'ts, of blaming and accusing, then you are arguing with what is. Arguing with that which is already. Always the case. You are making life into an enemy. And he has three questions that we can ask ourselves. And so as we sit here in the present moment now, as a thought comes up or something appears in awareness, we can ask ourselves what he calls vital questions. What is my relationship with the present moment? Then become alert to find out the answer. Am I treating the now as no more than a means to an end? Do I see it as an obstacle? Am I making it into an enemy? Since the present moment is all you ever have, since life is inseparable from the now, what the question really means is, what is my relationship with life? What is my relationship with the present moment? Then become alert to find out the answer. Am I treating the now as no more than a means to an end? Do I see it as an obstacle? Am I making it into an enemy? What is my relationship with the present moment? Then become alert to find out the answer. Am I treating the now as no more than a means to an end? Do I see it as an obstacle? Am I making it into an enemy? What is my relationship with the present moment? Then become alert to find out the answer. Am I treating the now as no more than a means to an end? Do I see it as an obstacle? Am I making it into an enemy? What is my relationship with the present moment? Then become alert to find out the answer. Am I treating the now as no more than a means to an end? Do I see it as an obstacle? Am I making it into an enemy? Ideas are an obstacle. When ideas are a part of self-identity, no idea is a part of your truth. Your truth is beyond all ideas. Ideas are used to guide you in this world, but an idea is best used to guide when you listen, act, and then let go. An idea held to beyond its moment of usefulness is an idea that forms self-identity. This idea is an obstacle. See the obstacle and let it go. Stay within the flow of ideas without clinging to any of them. Given from our Holy Spirit. Ideas are an obstacle when ideas are a part of self-identity. No idea is a part of your truth. Your truth is beyond all ideas. Ideas are used to guide you in this world. But an idea is best used to guide when you listen, act, and then let go. An idea held to beyond its moment of usefulness is an idea that forms self-identity. This idea is an obstacle. See the obstacle and let it go. Stay within the flow of ideas without clinging to any of them. Thank you. Ideas are an obstacle when ideas are a part of self-identity. No idea is a part of your truth. Your truth is beyond all ideas. Ideas are used to guide you in this world, but an idea is best used to guide when you listen, act, and then let go. An idea held to beyond its moment of usefulness is an idea that forms self-identity. This idea is an obstacle. See the obstacle and let it go. Stay within the flow of ideas without clinging to any of them. Ideas are an obstacle when ideas are a part of self-identity. No idea is a part of your truth. Your truth is beyond all ideas. Ideas are used to guide you in this world, but an idea is best used to guide when you listen, act, and then let go. An idea held to beyond its moment of usefulness is an idea that forms self-identity. This idea is an obstacle. See the obstacle and let it go. Stay within the flow of ideas without clinging to any of them. Thank you for joining for quote 322 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Don Acres. Namaste.